Good morning, friends. Welcome to Together Run 18. I am excited you are here with me. I'm loving seeing the amount of time, amount of people that are sharing about this and passing it along with friends, and seeing that while restrictions for many of us are coming back and things are going to tighten up again, this is a way we can be together. This is a way that we can be as close as we possibly can to running together. And I'm loving seeing the fact that many of you are sharing this and friends are seeing it and thinking, oh, what is this? Like, I should give this a try. And so they're trying it and they're skeptical, but they're loving it. So really cool to see. All right, are you ready to get on with the run? Before we begin, we had a major storm last night. There are stuff everywhere. I'm probably going to see some downed trees, I would imagine. I want you to pick up something off the ground, something nature-y. Just feel it. Something from nature. I've got a leaf stem with 7 leaves, and that's what I'm feeling. I can feel the ridges. I can't remember what the word is. I learned it once in school, but forgot the lines in the leaf. All right, I'm going to put that down. And we're ready to go in 3, 2, and 1. I have the sun directly in front of me. I'm running to my east. And those of you who have listened to the Running Realized episode, actually my favorite one, maybe my favorite, I don't know, it's hard to pick. Maybe my favorite Running Realized episode with Sean Martin and Simranjeet Singh. And he talks about running to the east and the power of that. And he talks about doing a primal yell. So I'm going to do it. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a warning. So turn your volume off or put your headphones down. Oh! Sometimes I do that. You know, neighbors probably think I'm weird. Who cares? Primal yell. We just took a new step in our relationship, friends. But go listen to that episode of Running Realized if you haven't already listened to it. It is really powerful, and yeah, it's one of my favourites for sure, so I definitely recommend it. Okay, to anyone who hasn't joined us yet, welcome. I'm excited. I am definitely a bit sore today and tired. I'll tell you about why that is in a minute, but for now, for that reason, I probably need to go slower than I normally do, because I don't normally do these after a workout day. And so if you were with me, I would say, if you hear me breathing a little harder than usual, please say, Tina, back off. However, as much as we can get as close as we can to running together, we aren't able to take that step. So I'm just going to have to remind myself of that. Before we begin the body scan, I want to just say thank you to those of you who joined me on my birthday run. Didn't hear much feedback about doing it in various cities. Maybe that was because I was totally unorganized. There were a few of you. But would that be something you were interested in, going, you know, on a little tour of a city? If, as some of you kindly noted, was maybe a little more prepared and able to say, here's this or here's that, and know a little bit about it. Now, my memory is not the best, but I think I could, without making it feel forced, could at least know some things, like some of you mentioned about hearing about the 1.5 million bats under that bridge I ran under. That said, I actually was talking to someone the next day, Rachel, if you're listening, and she was saying that around August, there's actually 2 to 3 million under there. And because of all the babies, which is just like mind-blowing, right? Like 2 to 3 million bats under a bridge. Like, how is that possible? But yeah, even 1 million is like hard to wrap your brain around. But anyway, thank you for joining me. To those of you who left reviews and Some of you signed up for my Patreon. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You are supporting me in these. You are supporting me in other things. And if you don't already follow the Running For Real Instagram account, please go do that, because we are expanding massively. We've brought on 4, maybe 5 new people, and we have taken another 2 from random projects to like part of the team. And we are growing and doing some very exciting things behind the scenes, and I cannot wait to share them with you. And so on Instagram, you can go follow Running For Real, and it, if you have Instagram, and it will tell you more about what we're up to, and you'll get to see posts from other people. And these people have such good vision. I am so excited. Why did I mention that? Just because, just supporting. So you're also supporting them when you sign up. You're allowing me to, you know, pay people who help make Running For Real better. And, so thank you. Okay, should we start with our body scan? So if you haven't done this already, we are going to begin at the top of our head. I will tell you when to start. You're going to scan down through your body. I will tell you body parts to just pay attention to. But if you find others, great. And you're just going to work your way through your body and see how things feel. See what feels stiff or tight. If you have areas that you're holding tight, like maybe your hands or your eyes, I'll tell you to relax those. But most of all, we just want to be using descriptive words about how we're feeling and just paying attention to our bodies, because we so often go out for runs or go out off about our day without really listening. And actually, even this morning when I stepped out the door, normally I just go, walk out the door and go. But for some reason, I stood there for a few seconds and I noticed that the tongue of one of my shoes was feeling a little bit like rough against my foot. And normally I would have just gone straight out, so I would never have noticed. But then I would have been, you know, at this point and been like, oh, this is rubbing. And then I would have had to stop. But because I took that moment before, I felt it. And I was then able to adjust my sock, and now feels good. So yeah. All right. Are you ready? So we'll start from the top of our head, working your way down through your eyes, through your ears, into your jaw. If your eyes or your jaw are tight, if you're holding them tight, just gently relax them. Going into the back of the neck, coming around into the front of the neck, your clavicle, your shoulders, going into your arms, down the upper arm. You can see it as a light, if you like, that we're following, going into your forearms, into your wrist, and your hands. Make sure, as Mary said, we're holding those eggs in our hand. You're not tensing and gripping. If you are tensing and gripping at this point into our run together, definitely need to adjust that, as you're wasting a lot of energy holding yourself tight. And going back to your torso, down through your chest, into your stomach, into your hips and pelvis, going around into your glutes and into your quads, in hamstrings, knees, going into your shins and calves, ankle, arch of your foot, top of your foot, and your toes. So just take a moment. What jumped out? I'll respond with mine in a second, but for you, what jumps out? Okay, for me, definitely quads and hamstrings are a little sore, a little heavy. got a little stiffness on both sides in my ankles. Could be I did mile repeats over hills, which is something I've never done before, but trying to prepare for Boston and New York, and the 50k I'm doing is going to have a lot of elevation gain and loss, so trying to get my body used to it. But exactly that, my body isn't used to it, so definitely feeling it a little bit. And now I want you to look at your mental. If I were to say to you, if we were running alongside one another right now, and I said, how are you? And you weren't obliged to give me the, yeah, fine, answer. And by the way, if I do ever ask you that question, you damn well better not give me the, yeah, fine, answer. Because you will soon find people learn this in their relationship with me. If you ask me how I am, I'm not going to give you, yeah, good. I will give the full answer. And so, what would you say? Let's just take a little bit of time now. Think about what your answer would be if I asked you, how are you? Okay, thank you for sharing. I know you didn't literally share it, but I hope you told me in your head. And I can respond and say I listened, and I wish I could hear. Maybe someday someone will create the technology that does. But for now, I'll just say I hear you. I'm here for you. And thank you for sharing. Okay, for me, I would say as I said, there was a storm last night, seeing lots and lots of big branches on the floor, and that's obviously a sign of wilder weather, which is climate change. And, you know, people saying, oh, this is a crazy summer, it's going to get more crazy. And what my mind spirals to from there is, as it gets more crazy, as trees fall down more from the crazy storms, people start cutting their trees down preemptively. And I saw that yesterday. I saw a tree near me that's like two of me wrapping my arms, like me, two of me would touch hands in the middle. That's how big that tree was. And they were just cutting it down. And it didn't look unstable. To me, it looked totally solid. But I'd be willing to bet it was a thing about being nervous because of it being close to the house. And don't get me wrong, I'm totally judging there. But that's where my mind goes. Climate change takes over my thoughts. And these crazy storms are going to happen more and more. So for us in St. Louis, we're not a hotspot for wildfires or hurricanes or tornadoes or anything really earthquake dangerous like that, but we definitely are going to get more crazy storms. And so yeah, that's on my mind. You know, as I said, you're not going to get a short answer with me. I'm also feeling, oh, there's another big tree down. I'm also feeling very positive and hopeful and excited. I was part of a movie yesterday, which this big producer and director doing about women, the challenges women and girls face mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's this director, and he's made all these films. He's been recognized in the Cannes Film Festival before, but he's worked with all these ginormous companies. But he's got to the point where he's fed up of adding messages that are not helpful, are damaging it actually to our society. And so this is something that spoke to him, and he wants to bring awareness to it. And I think it's amazing. I think what he's doing is great. The names he's got involved are great. And so I'm honored that I was a part of that. And I've had lots of really good conversations with him over the last few weeks. And yeah, just feel excited that the winds are changing in that sense. Okay, are we ready to do our sensory check-in? Okay, first I want you to take a nice deep breath. What do you smell? I smell wet grass, still drying out here from the rain. What do you smell? What do you taste? For me, taste Athletic Greens. It's the last thing I did before I came out. And on that note, Athletic Greens, might as well talk about them for a minute. So, you know, I've been taking it for a long time. I love the taste. Really, I'm not a like drink wheatgrass person or someone who enjoys eating things that taste like grass. But Athletic Greens isn't that. It's got like a slightly pineapple-y, apple-y taste. And you have to have it in cold water, I want to say that. Like, it tastes drastically different in cold water than it does in room temperature. And I have to admit, when I'm in hotels, I do have to kind of swallow it down, unless I get obviously ice in the ice machine, because it does taste so much different in cold water than it does in room temperature. But it has 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients. Gives you 12 servings of antioxidants and vegetables and fruit in every serving. Helps that immune system, helps your gut, helps with memory and energy. And everyone who tries it loves it. So I have my mum drinking it, my dad, my sister. I really just love Athletic Greens, and I love the company too. Someone told me recently that they had to tell Athletic Greens, like, look, I just can't do this right now, money-wise, when they'd lost the job. And Athletic Greens sent them some extra months just as a little support, which I thought was amazing and really cool. And by the way, I say about this offer of 1 year free supply, vitamin D3 K2, vitamin D for a year, that is, and the 5 free travel packs. And this applies to not only the US, but Canada and the UK too, and many parts of Europe actually. So I know a lot of the things I talk about are US only. This one is not. And yeah, so you can go to athleticgreens.com/Tina. They don't know I'm doing this, but I really appreciate them and what they do for me. They're very supportive and they keep me healthy. And again, to get back to the taste, Bailey quite often asks me if she can have some when she sees me drinking it. Like, she likes it. And if you can get a 3-year-old to like a drink with, you know, 75 healthy ingredients in it, I'd say you've done pretty well there. So I'll put a link for that in the show notes for this, so you can go check it out. Okay, and again, that was not planned. I just, I don't know, seemed right. Okay, let's do our, census check-in, huh? Okay, trying something new here, apparently. Going rogue. Okay, let's begin with our hearing. Oh, this is one of those awkward moments where a car just stops in the street and you're just like, keep going, keep going. And they're like, no, I'm stopping. And you're like, keep going. That just happened. Gotta laugh. You know, they think they're trying to help you, but actually it makes you more nervous, especially if it's a 2-lane road. You're like, I cannot see the other lane and they cannot see me. Anyway, all right. So if you are listening on headphones and you can take them out, take them away from your ears, I'm just going to give you some time to listen to the noises around you and see what you can really hear. Really try and pay attention to the noises going on around you. And if you aren't comfortable doing that, I will be quiet on this end so you can listen to my noises and see what you can pick out from there. So let's just take some time. What do you hear? Okay, for me, I hear lots of bugs, crickets, I guess, cicadas maybe, not good at deciphering what they are, bugs of some kind. I could hear my breathing immediately when I told you to be quiet, and so I know maybe I was running, needed to slow it down a little. I could hear my footsteps, I could hear cars, I could hear people's footsteps. I could hear air conditioning units on in people's houses. What did you hear? Okay. Our next check-in is going to be feel. We need to just pay attention to your body, what things jump out at you. You can either do this, what we usually do with open awareness, which is where you let your mind jump from thing to thing. Of what comes attention to you, even if it's literally like sweat on my head, hand touching foot, hand touching palm, foot on the ground, like that quick. Or you can just take some time to really feel the whole body and then almost like list out afterwards the things that you really felt sensory wise. So let's give that a go. What do you feel? For me, I feel sweat on my forehead or my temples. I feel my stomach bouncing around a little bit. I feel the phone in my hand. I feel my waistband of my shorts. I feel my fingers touching my palm. I feel a droplet that just landed on my arm. And those are a few for me. Okay, and finally, I think we'll spend a little bit less time on this than we normally do. Just because we do overuse our sight. There's another tree down. So we're just going to look around. We're going to turn your head to the left. What do you see? Try and pick something that you haven't noticed before. Look up, look down. And then turn yourself to the diagonal left. Look up, look down. And turn forward. What do you see there? Try and pick something during this eye scan that you would never normally notice. It's only because you're really looking for attention to detail. I see 5 canoes at a house to my left. And turn to the right diagonal. What do you see? And then to the right, what do you see? Thank you for taking the time to check in with yourself, to check in with your surroundings. And now we can step into the conversational part of the chat. There was a few questions that a few of you have submitted, which I meant to bring out, but I forgot to look before I came out today. So I do remember some though, so we'll go with that. The first one, I think maybe we can talk about, is about places to visit around the world. And then I think maybe we'll do some races that we want to do. And I want you to think about this too. You can add it to your post when you share about this run. You can just let me know. I'd love to hear what are your answers. So, we've got 5 minutes for the 30-minute group. And I want to add, for anyone who hasn't done one of these before, we will do 2 strides with the 30-minute group. We'll have them come to a walk at 30 minutes. And we will give them a little bit of time, do some strides, carry on, do the same when we drop off the 45-minute group. And those of you who want to keep going to an hour with me, would love to have that too. And the reason I break up the strides, whereas normally, you know, people would do them all in one go, is because, again, I want this to feel like we're actually running as a group. And if we were running as a group, we would want to be with the other runners as much as we can. And I like the idea of thinking that this is us saying to the 30 minute people, like, just imagining it was one person who was only doing 30 minutes or 45, and you're saying, I'll do the strides with you, as if you're like, you know, just want to be a compassionate friend. And so that's what we're doing with these very big truck. That's what we're doing with these. We're essentially supporting our friends and then continuing on with our run. So, got a few more minutes left in the 30-minute group. And so I won't go into the answer just yet. But what I will say is, thinking about places around the world I'd like to visit, there is some uncertainty there now. One, I recognize now how much of a privilege it is to answer that question, to be able to say, oh, I'd like to pick a place on the map and go there, and then maybe I can afford it. And the fact that air travel is going to skyrocket, no pun intended, over the coming years, as airlines try to take back, once things are clear, get back the money they lost. And so air travel is going to be insane. And also, again, with climate change, that's going to push the prices up, because the airlines, unless they figure out a green way of doing things, are going to end up paying more for travel, and so we'll be taking less flights, so they'll be more expensive to take. And so I do think about that, the privilege end of it, of, you know, most of the world has never been on a plane. And the fact that some of us get to be like, oh, I'd really like to go here. Like, in some ways I do struggle with that. And especially, again, bringing it back, there's a lot of guilt. If you listen to Running Realized about sustainable road racing, they talked about, Shelley talked about the impact of air travel. And I do have a lot of guilt about air travel now. Really asking myself, is it worth it? You know, me having that, again, privilege to say, oh, I want to go travel, so I'm going to go travel. It's hard to overcome. And I, whenever I do go on a trip, I make sure it is a punch trip of doing a ton. Like when I went to New York, I made sure I was there for 6 days and I did lots of things. I really struggle with the idea of going somewhere for a meeting or even for a day just to, you know, do one thing. So I think there's that element, but I'm also being more selective about my flights here in the US because I recognize I have family in the UK and it's been almost 2 years since I've seen them. And so that is going to be a priority for me always, to go back and visit my family. And so maybe my allotment of what I'm comfortable with is going to be used just going back and forth to home. I don't know. Oh, there is another tree down. Oh, we must have had a bad storm last night. Okay, so we've got 15 seconds left. It's a 30-minute group. If you are running 30 minutes, when you hit 30 minutes, come to a walk. Give you a little bit of time to get your breath. And then we will all do 2 strides. If you are in the 40 or 60-minute group, you will keep running between the strides. Just a slow jog, like barely moving. It's not supposed to be fast. Just a slow jog. But if you can do 45 minutes, definitely if you can do 60 minutes, you are okay to jog in between strides. So 30-minute group, you should have started walking by now. Give you another 30 seconds and then we'll do a stride. Now with these strides, I'll remind everyone once again, you're not supposed to be, even though they're called strides, you're not supposed to be striding out, taking big steps. You are supposed to be taking more steps, increasing your cadence, and that will propel you forward. And even if it doesn't just yet, that you will grow that power over time to be able to take longer, to be propelled so you're in the air for more time. But if you try and stride out, you will be overstriding, which is putting your foot out in front of your body, landing in front of your body, which puts you at a major risk of injury, especially shin issues and joint issues. Okay, are we ready? We're just going to do this for 15 seconds, okay? And 3, 2, and 1. I am going downhill, so don't listen to my footsteps. Okay, and slow to a walk or a jog. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. If you have the choice between uphill or downhill for your stride, unless it's actually even more so, I would always choose uphill over downhill. If you are not experienced in how to run downhills effectively, because you exponentially increase your risk of injury by running fast downhills if you're not aware of the correct form. Okay, and ready again in 3, 2, and 1. And slow to a jog or a walk. 30-minute group. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you again next Monday. The group will be waiting for you. We'll all run together again next week. Be sure to check out the podcast on Friday. And I got Athletic Greens links in the show notes. All right. 45s. Okay, let's talk a little bit about trips. So I said my hesitations there. Now, if I could remove the flight element of it, of the impact, when I think about going to Austin for a week, I actually think we used less plastic on a trip than we would usually. And a lot of that is conscious. I was ready with Bailey and Chloe's drinks on the table, so we didn't have to take waters from the restaurant, because with kids, they tend to bring them out without you asking. They're always in these plastic cups. So I preemptively would get our drinks out, and we were very selective with the type of restaurant we went to. We looked up who was a sustainable restaurant. We know what to look for now in terms of that. Like, we're both pretty good at sensing what restaurants are likely to be using compostable packaging and taking the steps to make themselves eco-friendly, or at least what's available to them. And so we chose a lot of those places. We ate from the hotel breakfast most of the time, and when we didn't, we would, like, Steve and I would just have fruit we'd purchased from Whole Foods, and then have an early lunch with the girls. And then again, that was out. So think of that element. And then the hotel, you know, they had composting, so we could put our composting into the composting bin. And that was a little extra step. It was down with the breakfast area, and we'd go down every day and take it down. But we did it. Didn't use any of their shampoos and moisturizers and stuff. So I feel like because of being in a store on a typical week and being totally unable to not use plastic, like, I always use yogurt as the example. Like, unless you have time to make your own yogurt, which I certainly do not, there is no way of getting yogurt without a plastic carton. And tofu, you know, I eat plant-based. There's no way of getting tofu without a plastic packaging. So, in that sense, I think if the air travel was removed, and I hope the hotels will start retrofitting their hotels to not, you know, to be energy efficient, to use solar or wind power. I hope we're going to get there. And obviously, you know, you can be smart about when you're in the room using things and not using things, having the air off during the day to minimize the footprint of your own. However, I want to say once again, while we want to take these little steps, it is partly about our own footprint. It is mostly about talking about this so we can get these policy changes. It's not about me or you being in a hotel and saying, I'm going to bring my own soap, I'm going to compost my food as a one individual room. It's about getting that hotel to switch. And so we have to keep talking about it, which is why I bring it up here, which is why I bring it up everywhere, because that, we get people getting momentum. And maybe one of you works at a hotel. Maybe one of you is married to someone who is a, you know, higher up at Marriott, and you can bring it up to them. You know, like, that's why it's important to talk about these things, because we never know where our connections are. Okay, and so, getting back to the point, assuming all these things are able to be taken care of, assuming I'm not going to be damaging the town or cities that I'm going to with my tourism, like Hawaii. There's been a lot on about Hawaii and how I'm basically destroying Hawaii, especially Maui, with just the sheer number of visitors that are coming. And just, you know, who was I talking to recently? Someone who said they were up the top of a mountain. I think it's on a podcast episode, but I can't remember. Oh, no, it is my, and I do not mean to just drop this casually, my interview with the UN. Fernanda Maciel talked about hiking up these huge mountains, being the first woman ever, that's how high this is, to hike up this mountain, and seeing trash, because people hike up there, they take their food, and then they don't take it back down again, the packaging. So, what was I saying with that? We just have to be cognizant, you know, and talking about it is going to help. Oh yeah, so that's tourism. So that's a good example of, if more of us went up that mountain and take our trash and leave it there, that's damaging, and that's what is happening to Maui. Anyway, okay. I am a travel junkie. I love exploring new places, meeting people from different cultures, living amongst or spending time amongst people, getting to adapt to their environment. Like, I'm all about that. So there's pretty much an endless list of places that I want to go around the world. And I want to do some of the more simple lifestyles. I suppose I don't really know the words to use, but like places that are very much a tough life and people are happy within those lives. Like, I'd love to see and understand what it is that, like, a lot of people have very little and they've never been outside their town, but they love it and they're happy there. So I really love getting to explore and understand new places and adapting to their environment. I really believe in learning about culture and not falling into this trap of thinking that the way we live is the best and the only way and we are superior, because I think in many ways we've got it very wrong, and actually a lot of other people around the world are a lot happier than we are because they don't have all the, I'm going to swear, all the bullshit of extras. So that said, let me try and list off some. I would love to go to India and Greece and Italy and New Zealand and Fiji and Thailand and Mongolia and Chile. What else? Anywhere really. Really, Iceland. I really don't have areas that I wouldn't be interested if I had the opportunity. But again, for me, I'd have to weigh the impact of that decision and ask myself if what I'm doing with doing that thing is benefiting that community or the world, or if it's just me and my ego wanting to satisfy something. You can tell what just happened there, right? There was a group of cyclists and there was a car who didn't like that the cyclists were on the road, and so he like his way around. Can't wait till cars are electric everywhere and people can't make those noises to show off. Although Steve keeps trying to tell me that that's not going to happen. There will always be people owning those cars and they'll be the people that like the noise. So maybe I need to get used to that. What about you? Where would you go around the world? Let's answer this in our final minute with the 45 minute group. Well, if you could go to one place right now, if you were only, I don't want to say only ever allowed to go to one more place, to explore one new place, but right now, if you had the opportunity to go anywhere, where would it be? And I don't want your answer to be family, because for me, the answer is obviously going to be the UK, but I'm not looking for that. That's an obvious one for me, and for you the same. Your family is it your choice? Let's skip that for now. But where else? Where would you pick outside of where family is, or where you've been before? And I'm thinking. That's why I'm not saying anything. So I want to give you a moment to think too. Alright, I think for me, I would pick going to one of the spots that has been really damaged to draw as much attention as I have the power to, you know, it's very easy for us to be in our comfortable little homes and think, oh, sorry, if you're in the 45 minute group, come to a walk, we'll do a stride in a minute. It's very easy for us to, as human beings, not be affected by things that aren't happening right to us. And to see things on the TV or whatever and think, well, that's really sad, but I can't get invested in this. And I feel like if I was able to visit one of those places, like maybe the Amazon rainforest, where I could show, like people know me, and you'd see the emotion in me, I think I would choose that. Still, you know, there'd be so much beauty there, but also so much destruction that would keep it in people's minds. So I think that's what I'd pick. What would you choose? And you don't have to pick an answer that would be like mine. Like if yours is somewhere like, I've always wanted to go to New Zealand or something, then by all means, say that. Say what's right for you. You don't have to pick a cause place, because I did. All right, ready to do some strides. Okay, 45 minute group. You need less time if you can run 45 minutes. So are you ready? Begin in 3, 2, and 1. And slow to a jog. Okay, we'll do another one in just a second. Okay, we'll begin again in 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog or a walk. 45 minute group, thank you for joining us. We will see you again next Monday. And check out Athletic Greens. Go support on Patreon. What else did I talk about? And tell me, where would you visit? I'd love to hear. Thank you, friends. See you then. All right, 60s. We have about 12 minutes, so about 10 minutes before we'll start our next set of strides. These ones I do a bit early, so we can all be done at 60, having done 6 strides.
And also, I'm pretty tired. So 60 minutes for me today is about all I want to do. And I'm, haven't really said, I don't think, what race it is. I'm doing a 50K. For those of you who do know ultra running, I'm doing the Golden Gate Classic, which is the course of North Face out in Marin County, California. And yeah, I'm excited about it. A little nervous. There's a massive elevation gain compared to anything I've ever done. And so it's pretty intimidating. And I know myself, and there's a pretty good chance at New York I'm going to run harder than I want to. And so I may well be still tired from that. And while I can consider that mentally, New York, I mean, my last long run, there's still probably going to be some lingering. And so I am well aware that the 50K, my goal may well be to just finish. And might be a rough one. If anyone lives anywhere near there and we're allowed spectators, I'd love to come have some support. I'm probably going to do some kind of event with Mario Frioli before the run. So if you could join us for that, that'd be fun. And if you're in Boston or New York, we're planning some events for that too. So hopefully you can join us for that. I know things are looking a bit sketchy with, the way things are looking here. International runners, I'm not sure you're going to be able to come over for it if you've signed up. Same with if you're running one of the international marathons. I'd start mentally preparing yourself that if you get to go, it's a bonus. I have friends who are all signed up for London. I'm not sure. In October, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I mean, I think the marathon will go ahead. I don't know how likely it is that I'll be allowed to go. And it's hard, isn't it? I mean, I'm in that same boat. I have friends who work at the marathons and they've said they think things will go ahead. There's enough precautions to set the marathons off. But they're going to feel very different, right, to every other year. And there's always going to be that uncertainty of, yeah, is this going to happen? That's going to go on in our minds. So, as you, with you, or anyone else who has a race that you're not sure about, we got to just mentally prepare ourselves that if the races don't go ahead, we'll be okay and we'll get through this. And as I always say, which people hate, we'll be glad it happened for some reason. Unknown to us now, but just with an injury, it always shows itself. The reason why things are the way they are. I genuinely believe in that. So, yeah. Okay, what should we talk about? We've got like 6 minutes till we start the strides. Maybe we can just talk about some races. So talking about bucket list. Oh, actually, before we say that, I want to go to all the 50 states. I think I've been to 41 or 42. Everywhere except Maine. No, Vermont on the East Coast. And I've basically got that big chunk of the West left to go. The Montana, Dakotas kind of places. That's where my vacancies are that I'll be trying to fill. And I have to say, this time of pandemic, us going to Austin was a pretty good choice to go somewhere in the US that we'd always wanted to go, but never been like, oh, I know where we should go. You know, I never really had the opportunity, so it was pretty cool to choose somewhere that we'd always thought about, but never done. And so I'd encourage you to do that if you are feeling deflated. And obviously take precautions if you are going somewhere where things aren't great. You have to be prepared to wear a mask everywhere, to not go to the commercially stuff. Like, we didn't do the Children's Museum, or we didn't go to, I can't even think right now, the Ice Cream Museum, any of the things that were indoors and busy. We very much stayed to ourselves. But it gave us a good opportunity to get the feeling for a place, the zest, the life of a place. And sorry, I'm going to have to stop across the street. And it was worth doing. Definitely recommend picking some travel like that if you are feeling disappointed about not going to somewhere else. Where, you know, I said about wanting to go out to those Western places, and I know a lot of people are thinking the same thing, so it's not maybe as easy as it seems. But yeah, where could you go that could make the most of this time? Maybe it's just somewhere an hour or two away from you that you would never otherwise go. Like, for me, I thought about our family doing a little trip to Kansas City, because that's 3 hours away. And I don't think I'd ever be like, oh, I know where we should go. Kansas City. Nothing wrong with Kansas City, but you get my point. Like, there's things to do near you, or even explore the things in your city. I very much have talked about living in St. Albans in England, where I was 20 miles out of London. And yet, for most of my life, I rarely went there, because it was just there, so I never went. So what can you do within where you live to check out what there is to offer? That's something I've been thinking about a lot, because it's very easy to feel trapped, and especially now to feel like it's coming again, it's happening again, the winter will be here soon. What are we gonna do then? And it's gonna be tough, and I'm hoping I can keep these runs going throughout. I probably will take a break from them soon. Maybe when I've done 20. Maybe done 20 and just take a month off. As they are pretty tiring for me. As you can imagine, talking for 60 minutes straight, thinking in the back of your mind while you're doing that, it's quite hard work. So I think I probably will take a break while I'm in the final, maybe I'll do it in that final month of Newt before New York. But I don't know. We'll see. But either way, I'm really enjoying the feedback of these, imagining that we are together right now. We never took a picture, did we? Oh, no. Well, we're so close to finishing now, so let's take a picture when we're done. Oh, I missed it. See? Thinking too much. Missed the picture. And so those 30, 45 minute group people are not gonna know. So anyway. Oh, I am tired. How are you feeling today? Yeah, let's take a minute to just check in with the body. How are you feeling? With your mind, how are you feeling? Any different to the beginning of the run? Have I put your mind in panic mode about climate change? And I want to say on that topic, yes, it's scary. Yes, we are not in a good place. Yes, things are not looking good. But as someone who is deep into this, I have so much hope for us. And I know we are going to figure this out. It's not going to be the world we want it to be, but we will figure this out. So if you are in the panic mode part right now, keep reading, keep looking for climate work, because you will see all the experts, they have hope. So don't despair, don't buy into the panic. There is hope. All right, should we do a stride? In 3, 2, and 1. And jog. Ooh, running up a hill for your last stride is not fun. Okay, you're gonna have to bear with me just a minute, because I'm turning a corner that cannot be strided now. We're about to. So we'll have a little bit of an extra break just while I go through this little passageway. Okay, ready again? Second stride. 3, 2, and 1. And come to a walk. You are done. Well done, friends. Thank you for joining me. Take a picture right now. See my leaf I picked up at the beginning of the run. Take a picture. Be sure to share it. Share this with your friends, your running group. Really, it is helping so many people who are skeptical about it. So you sharing it may just help someone who's struggling with loneliness and being feeling really isolated. And finally, check out Athletic Greens. What else did I say? There would be a link for, I've forgotten. If I don't put it on the show notes, someone message me and I'll add it in there. And so if you don't see it on there, tell me and I'll add it. Thank you for joining me. I will see you on Friday for another Running For Real. And then next Monday for another one of these. See you then. Before we end this episode, I just want to take a moment to shout out my podcast editor, Jeremy Nessel, who has done such a wonderful job of looking after my podcast, taking out all the mishaps in the episodes, while still keeping in the vulnerability and the realness and the rawness of the conversation. This is not one of those podcasts where I take out the ums and the uhs and the sometimes the delay in words, because I think it's very important to keep that authenticity. We're surrounded by perfected and manicured everything, and I think it's really important that Running For Real stays that way. So thank you to Jeremy for your work. I also want to thank Maria Vargas and Amber Moore, who are also part of my team. They've been a big part of this community and me being able to build this brand. So just want to give them a shout out too. All right, let's get right back to the end of this episode.